sit back, stand idly by, watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guts, don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me, don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free, and I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Time has come, gonna take a stand, spread these words all across the land, from sea to sea, don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends, gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns, don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me, don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free, and I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. This is the third and final hour here on this Tuesday, September 16th, 2025 edition, Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Well, as we've been talking about the potential for a government shutdown 2 weeks from today, September 30th at midnight, there's also a potential government shutdown at the end of this month in Washington, D.C. The NRCC, the National Republican Congressional Committee, has an ad that is targeting the freshman McDonald Rivet for this potential federal government shutdown. The empty seat in the 35th State Senate District, which she was the state senator Democrat of, has been vacant ever since January 2nd when she resigned her seat in Lansing because she was elected and took office as a U.S. Congresswoman for the 8th District representing Bay City. Well, the National Republican Congressional Committee is airing a political ad in her district on a potential federal government shutdown that comes at the end of this month. The ad says basically it's sabotage. Democrats are threatening a government shutdown to stop President Trump's policies. They have footage of the U.S. Capitol, the White House press briefing room. The ad goes on to say that Democrats, like Rivet, want to stop Trump's crackdown on MS-13 gangs. They want to abolish the ICE programs that are allowing violent criminal illegal aliens to roam our streets. Far left, crazy U.S. Congresswoman Pramila Jayapal of Washington and U.S. Congresswoman from New York, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, are in the ad, but McDonald Rivet is not mentioned nor shown specifically. The ad says that by driving a government shutdown, Democrats are putting veterans care, military pay, and violence at risk. Tell the Democrats, don't hold the government hostage to put illegals before us. Well, since January 1st this year, folks, through last week, Republican groups have spent almost $1 million in McDonald Rivet's district, according to Ad Impact. Democratic groups have spent almost $5 million $100,000 in U.S. Congressman Tom Barrett's 7th congressional district. Democratic groups have also spent over $1 million, and Republican groups have spent about $330,000 in John James's 10th congressional district. Folks, millions of dollars attacking the other side is happening and has started as early as January 1st of this year. The election isn't until next year, and they're already at it. Short break. We'll be right back.
Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. SlimFast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back, plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days without any exercising. Then I met Missy of My Pure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com. Follow my journey with Missy and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today.
Are you sick and tired of the same old political talking points with no real solutions? Inaction isn't leadership. It's time for new leadership in Michigan's 1st District. Someone with fresh perspectives, new ideas, and a willingness to listen to the people they serve. It's time for change. I'm Justin Michael, and I'm running for U.S. Congress to put Northern Michigan and the Upper Peninsula back on track. Let's bridge the divides together. Paid for by Justin Michael for Congress.
Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey wants to ask you a question. Have you exercised your Second Amendment rights lately? Well, if you haven't, get on over to Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey and talk to the old gun doctor about purchasing your next firearm, whether that be a concealed carry firearm or maybe an AR-15, perhaps an AK-47, or even just an old lever action. The gun doctor also works on every kind of firearm, except maybe an Abrams tank. So you know your baby's in good hands. Curtis Gunsmith. Call 231-838-5571.
Financing in Michigan needs to be fixed. Axe My Tax is a citizens' ballot initiative that would eliminate all property taxes in Michigan. Stop the theft of our homes, farms, and businesses by corrupt governmental entities and their outrageous spending. Help us make Michigan affordable to businesses and families once again. Go to axemytax.org, sign the petition, circulate petitions, and donate to help us fix our great state. Stop the stealing that's going on in Lansing. Join us. Go to axemytax.org.
Life is a wonderful journey, from fresh beginnings and future adventures to all the best life has to offer. Along this incredible journey, you want to safeguard what's most important to you. Hi, I'm Tristan Cole, your local Farm Bureau insurance agent, and I'm always nearby to help protect you and your loved ones along the way. Let's talk about your journey and protecting what matters most. Call me at 231-533-6489 or visit me online at TristanCole.com. We're Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Second segment, hour number three. At the Charlie Kirk Remembrance Celebration of Life rally yesterday that the Michigan Republican Party put on, three college student organizers were among the speakers. Celebrating the life of Charlie Kirk, the founder of Turning Point USA. More than 1,000 people eventually gathered at the Capitol in support and remembrance of Kirk. His organization, Turning Point USA, puts on tours at college campuses. They've started clubs there, universities, as well as high schools. They host podcasts to bring people into the conservative movement. Well, one of the Turning Point USA chapter leaders was Alex Bitsan. His Michigan State University chapter of Turning Point USA hosted Kirk just in April, the beginning of the American Comeback Tour. He said students on campus that day enjoyed the ultimate example of an American political experience, which focused on American excellence. We held a free, open, and public debate. Bitsan asked the crowd if they remembered where they were on 9/11 or the day that last year the assassination attempt of President Donald Trump took place. Then he asked, who thinks they'll remember where they were when Charlie Kirk was shot 10 years from now? I've begun to reflect on why these events stick out in our collective consciousness. It's not just because they're tragic. It's not just because they're rare. It's because they're the only times when we come into direct, unavoidable contact with violence. This unfiltered evil. Bitsan said that in the aftermath of Kirk's death, he has seen threats of violence and social media posts celebrating Charlie's assassination. Charlie wasn't an extremist. He was very respectful of other people, and he never called for violence. He also wasn't a politician. His respectful ethos and mass appeal make the hatred even more concerning. It became clear that a significant portion of our country doesn't just hate Charlie, they hate the good, the truth, and the beautiful. They hate you simply for daring to disagree with him. One of the things that this event brought out was politicians as well as just regular folks and a lot of young people. Alex Evans, president of the Michigan State University College Republicans, said that Charlie Kirk changed his outlook on being a conservative. When I went to college, I assumed I was alone. This is easy to do when you're welcomed by pride flags, pronouns, and professors who can't even tell us who a woman is, Evans said. As far as he believed, the conservative youth movement didn't even exist. And if it did, he didn't want to be a part of something, and especially did not want to be outspoken about it. However, Evans said that he learned he was wrong in April when Charlie Kirk came to Michigan State and rallied the students. I saw for the very first time that these conservative students who were holding their tongues would now be loud when the circumstances was right. It inspired him to become more involved in conservative youth politics. Shortly thereafter, he asked if he could become the chairman of the Michigan State University College Republicans, and also that if he could serve on the Public Relations Committee to chair it statewide for the statewide college Republicans. Evan said that he saw it as a moment for action, not hiding. He said, concealing our values prevents valuable dialogue that helps people understand different points of view. Conservative students many times compromise their beliefs for comfort. Well, we are no longer at a point where that is acceptable. No longer should we feel that we must lie to our friends, our co-students, or even our professors about our fundamental values, even if we know they won't be accepted. No longer should we lie about our politics on a paper in order to get a better grade. Well, the final student to speak was Tyler Campbell, who chairs the Michigan College Republicans for the entire state. Campbell said it's time for conservatives to carry the mantle that Charlie Kirk left behind. No more can we call ourselves the silent majority. A million silent sheep can be dispersed by a single lion. Those who have celebrated Kirk's death have this in their hearts, and they find pleasure in others' suffering. Hatred is powerful, but love is immutable, and he added that there should be a situation where we can change the dynamics going forward. But he also said we need to pray for Charlie's murderer. Not only has he thrown his only life away, but he has done so for the sake of domestic terrorism. If an audience does exist for this type of terrorism, then it will continue. But we need to absolutely stand up, speak out, and continue letting the world know what our policies and beliefs are, just like Charlie did. Good statement. Now, a few of the state representatives chose to come to this rally, and they spoke as well. He started, I should say, State Representative Mike Hoadley of Augray. I met him actually at the Ogama County Republican event. Great guy, great conversation. He said, if you're celebrating Charlie Kirk's murder, I would like 5 minutes of your time alone. My message for you would be that if you're celebrating this tragedy, know that I only would ask one thing. 5 minutes alone with you. You are celebrating the killing of a human life. Hoadley said that before he got behind the podium, he wasn't sure how angry or sad he was going to be. But he said his anger which eventually came also with resolve. You see, that's the difference between us and them. We can control our emotions. We can handle the very freedom that God gave us. And we can drive with that message, Holdley said. Holdley continues saying that the political left have devalued life. They look at life differently than we do. For example, abortion. They've desensitized death through video games. They've taken away religion in our schools and make jokes of people who go to church on Sundays. And they couldn't beat Charlie Kirk in a debate. They had to resort to killing him. Kind of an interesting perspective. Another state representative, Donnie Steele of Lake Orion, who spoke at the rally, said she listened to Kirk more after his death than she's ever did before in during his life. I've looked at videos. I've heard speeches. I've even gone and listened to a couple of his podcasts. His actions emulated a personal promise from her that his murder would be her turning point. I'm going to speak of love and kindness. I always speak the truth like a lion, and I don't back down. But now I'm going to do it effectively with even more love and kindness like Charlie did. Whoa. One state representative, Republican, kind of changing her attitude about how she is going to talk to people. Another controversial state representative, Josh Shriver of Oxford, said that Kirk welcomed debate from critics. And for that, he was brutally assassinated. Shriver said he knew Kirk's work for its influence on the men who worked in his office. Shriver put out a call to action. He put out that government needed to dissolve Antifa and raid online networks to end the pipelines of violence. If they can only call for, coordinate, and murder an organizer like Charlie Kirk, who helped us win in 2024's election, they end up facing no legitimate consequences from our government. So then what we're telling them basically is killing their enemies is okay, and that they can actually govern through assassinations. This has got to stop. Very interesting comments from state representatives down at the Charlie Kirk Celebration of Life rally yesterday in Lansing. Final half hour today's show. We'll be right back.
This is Michigan News Source.